this song.
Man, she's something else. Hey, look at them across the street. Well, there's a car made just for me. So on that car would be a luxury. But right now I can't afford the chaos. A brand new convertible is out of my plan. That don't stop me from thinking to myself, that car's fine looking, man. It's someone else. Hey! Hey, look at hell. Just wait and see. I work hard and I'll say my dough. I get that car and then I ride up real slow. Get me that girl, we go around and around. Looking real sharp with the white top down. I keep right on dreaming and thinking to myself, if that all came true, man, that'd be something else. Look at hell. What's all this? I never thought I'd do this before, but here I am, I'm walking up to her door. That car's out front and it's all mine. It's a 41-4-9-59. I got me that girl and then I'm thinking to myself, she's sure fine looking, man. She's something else. Yeah.
That was the Horse Cave Trio. They are going to be playing a benefit at the Garden City Moose Saturday night. Show starts at 8 o'clock, and this is a benefit for a friend of theirs, Bob, who is suffering from basically something like the Lou Gehrig's disease. So this is a fundraiser and a great time with the Horse Cave Trio. Kind of interesting, finished up the whole day with three songs from the Funky D Records, Detroit's great record label. But now we are ready to go live in the studio. Are you ready, Mr. White?
We are ready right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. We have Renegade Soul in the studio. Hey, guys, are you there? Try it again.
Now we are.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yes, now we have you up on the board. You're loud, you're proud, and you're right here on WHFR. fact, what are you guys going to start off with today?
We're going to walk by ourselves. A little walking by myself. What more can I do? By myself, I understand. I just want to be your man. I look up. Yes, I know. What more can I do? Find myself, I hope you understand.
Renegade Soul right here and the Motor Live Drive at 5. Some hardcore blues with a heart of rock and roll right here at our Live Drive at 5 studios. Hey, Mr. Soul.
Who?
Yeah, Mr. Renegade Soul.
Sir. That's it. I got Soul.
Yeah. Would you like to introduce your band?
The band is comprised of Mr. John Whalen on guitar. He wails there.
Yeah.
Mr. Eric Wolf. He wails again, though.
Monica.
He wolfs out on that harp, Monica. All
right.
And then you got Mr. John Threshold.
That's He's Roger Threshold.
Oh, did I say John?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about him.
Called worse,
that's Roger. And me, I'm Mr. White.
Mr. Bill.
Well, wait a minute. I'm Mr. White.
No, I'm Mr. White. I came before you did.
All right. You are my senior.
In so many ways, I came before you.
Well, in that case, I'll just have to let our audience know this Mr. White is also my older brother. So, yes, he can be Mr. White as well.
Sometimes.
This is Bill White here on bass. In fact, a very unusual bass.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a little while. But now that we've got you going and know everybody in the band, why don't we have some more music?
All right. We'll do a little song called I'm a Man, and the second part's called Walking a Dog.
Yeah, we thought we'd throw them together.
That's right. Just walk it.
good, take your walk.
You don't know how to show you how to walk that talk. Don't know how to do it. Show you how to walk that talk.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Wait. All right. All right. In fact, you sound great going over the air. I just checked it, and you guys are sounding real cool. In fact, Alan, why don't you go? He needs a little help with his microphone out there.
No, I just it drooped.
Yeah, Alan. Alan.
No, he got it. He said he got it.
In fact, Mark, why don't you help with his microphone?
He says no.
No, he says he's good? Okay. Okay, you just need to get up on there.
We'll, tighten up.
We'll get you tightened up. All right. While they tightened up his mic, you got to get those mics tight. You got to. Ain't no.
So people got no reason.
I'm no taller than. I'm no taller than Mr. White.
That's right. Yeah. And Mr. White is no taller than that. But you got to have it just right. And Alan Cantino does not play unless everything is just right. So as long as it's just right, Alan Cantino is happy, and he'll make you sound so good.
All right, thank you.
And it does sound really good out there going on the radio.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. In fact, where can people come and see you live? Because the best thing is, it's great to hear it on the radio, but it's even better to get the full effect and have it live.
All right. Well, on the 14th of September, we'll be at Mugshots Lounge. That's on
Harper. Yeah, Harper, north of 16 Mile.
Yes, sir. Then after that, we're going to Hazel Park on the 28th to play the art fair. That's at 9 o'clock. In Hazel Park.
A good spot.
In fact, sure. On the 21st, you've got the Assembly Line concert, don't you?
Yeah.
No?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, that got canceled.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, we're just looking on your own website here on Facebook.
Yeah, I forgot to take that one off.
Yeah, no.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Not really, actually. Then October, we got the 11th. I believe that's Pub 1281. That's on Gratiot, just north of 16 Mile Road.
All right.
Other and side of town.
Back at Mugshots on the 18th on the October.
They like us.
They do like us, yeah, because we play cheap.
John's got
it. Well, hey, it's always good to have a regular house.
Yeah, it's definitely we're there at least once a month. And both venues have been very, very good to us.
Yeah.
The customers have been very, very good to
us. That's in
league. You got to come out and see our live show. I mean, that's what we do. You know what I mean? That's
what
we do.
We're playing cheap right now, but wait till later on.
That's right. You get them.
The prices go up.
Yeah, and it's always good. Now you guys have been playing really
special, actually right now.
You guys have been playing really regular at these places for about almost a year.
Yeah, at least a year. Yeah, they've been very good to us. You know, we've been playing there for quite a while. We get quite a reputation in those bars on Oak.
Well,
we got a big reputation in the bars.
Well, we encourage everybody to come on out, see us live. I mean, that's what we're all about, is to do this thing live. I mean,
definitely.
We're more fun on stage than we are in the studio.
Yeah, well, I'm having fun.
Well, we make it as much fun as we can.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at your bald head, and I'm just going, laughing my ass off.
Oh, listen to this.
Yeah. No, you did.
Well, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, why don't we get down to some more music?
I agree.
This one's called... Go ahead, Bill.
You want to sell some monkey?
It's called
Sell My Monkey. You got a monkey?
Sell My Monkey.
Sell my monkey,
boy.
That would never do.
Rockin' blues going on in there.
You can't do all that hard rock stuff all the time, you know.
All right. And in fact, tell me, where did the name Renegade Soul come from?
I made it up.
He made up half of it.
I've always been a renegade. You know that, Roger.
So he named it after himself, basically.
And John came up with the soul part because he's very soulful.
Because I got soul, baby.
And we thought, would it be appropriate?
All right.
Cause it sounded good.
You guys have been playing in different bands for a long time, haven't you?
Oh, sure, I go way back.
Bill goes way back.
I go way back past your hairline.
And your own, too.
So. Yeah. Roger, do you know who I used to play with?
Well, you did. Yeah, you started out with a little band called John Doe's that lived right around the corner from where we grew up.
Yeah, and we still haven't found them.
Yeah, I know. With Tom Jones, right?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. After that, I piddle around with the Amboy Dukes.
Well, don't forget the Family Medicine Chest.
Oh, Family Medicine Chest playing the Grandy all the time.
That's right. In fact, you were at the very first show at the Grandy. In fact, before they opened.
That's right.
Before they opened their doors, the warm-up show.
Even I forgot that.
Even Bill didn't.
I forgot my culture.
Well, I'm here to keep you cultured.
Okay. That's why they call you Mr. White.
That's right.
After that, who was it?
You left them and joined a little band called the Amboy Dukes.
Yeah. Then I got drafted.
Yep. But
then I came back alive.
That's a good thing.
Another year after that, I was with Ted again, except it was Ted Nugent then and the Amboy Dukes. Then I got sick of the pay.
Pay scale wasn't there, right?
The pay scale wasn't there, so I figured I'd make more money in the bars at home.
Okay.
Came back, tried to find work. That's when I became a sheet metal iron worker. No, that's when I did all kinds of other things. After that, then I went to the Diamond Dukes. I just figured diamonds and dukes went well together.
That's right. You guys played around in the 90s.
Nine years.
Oh, wow.
I was surprised when I heard that, too.
And then, time flies.
And then I got messed up.
You got that vocal line in there. Did you hear that?
What?
No, because
you
got stuck with us.
You got messed up.
Wow.
Yeah, you had a health issue, I remember.
I had a health issue. I had the spinal operation, which kind of got me. Spinal operation took out my left hand. I got hook hand, and so I cannot play with my fingers on my left hand.
Which what for, a thing to happen
for
a musician.
Yeah.
I played bass for 50 years, and then all of a sudden the fingers don't work no more. So I went from that, and then, believe it or not, I decided to ask my little brother, geez, what should I do, Raj? What should I do? And he said, why don't you try slide, you know? I know some other band that does slide, you know? You get two strings, but I got five now, so. And I learned to do that. I learned to play with my slide.
All right.
It's interesting at shows when people start watching the band and they're like, "What the heck is he playing?"
Yeah, I get that all the time. What the heck? I'm either gonna
check it out.
It is a unique instrument.
Yeah.
I've got a handmade one for me. A guy in Alabama who
some
made
steel.
It for me, and
I hear it.
I've got that made out of cypress. Plus, I've got the one I put together by myself, which is just a neck and pickups, and it works fine too.
All right. This one, it looks like a handmade dulcimer.
It looks like a big dulcimer.
Yeah, and you strap it onto your waist, and you can walk around and sing and play, and you're good to go.
I'm good to go.
All right, and it's got a nice, big, full sound. Sounds like you're playing a stand-up bass.
Yeah, it does.
So it all depends
on... All right, we're good to go.
And if we're good to go...
Nice tone.
It is.
In fact, if you were messed up with that operation, what do you think you might play?
I think I'd let John sing one and say, messing with the kid.
All right, we could do that.
One, two, you know what to do. Hey!
Cause I heard the money going out of town. Tonight.
All right, no messing with it, kid.
All right, that's Waylon, John Waylon.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
On the guitar and vocals on that one.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Now you've been in a few other bands over the years before you got Renegade Soul.
For sure, yeah. Well, back in the 80s, I played in a band called Mainline Blues Band. We played for about 4 or 5 years, all downtown, played Soup Kitchen, played blues festivals. Got a chance to meet John Lee Hooker, which is a big thrill of mine, and played with Sugar Blue.
Oh,
got to meet Willie Dixon. Same thing. Yeah, it was very, very cool. Very cool experience for beginning part of my time. And then more lately, I played in a band called with Reverend Robert's
Sexton's
All-Star Blues Review.
You got that Sexton on your mind.
With my buddy Wolf, matter of fact, here.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, we won a little contest on the other side of Michigan. Went to the International Blues Challenge.
Oh, you went to the Blues Challenge?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we went down to Memphis. We had a good time.
We
had a good time. You know, we didn't win. We didn't win nothing, but we had a good time.
Oh, man.
And
just being there. I felt that was so high. I don't think my feet ever touched Beale Street.
Yeah, right. No doubt. Yeah. Sorry, sir.
Was that kind of like the Pepsi Challenge?
Yeah. No. It was definitely a blues challenge, bro. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, and I didn't see much Pepsi there. Matter of fact. I think about it. Thank you.
Right, but that is really a cool show because it gets the best bands in the entire country, really.
Definitely,
the best blues bands in the entire world.
It's a very humbling experience as a guitar player.
I bet.
Seriously,
even at our venue, we had a band from Italy and one from Australia.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we played at the Hard Rock Cafe down there in Memphis. Yeah.
It's a real show. I've known very several cool, people that have gone to it. In fact, a couple of Detroiters have actually won that.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Chef Chris of the Nairobi Trio.
Right, yeah. That's right, too. Yeah,
Chef Chris won the very first one that they
held
down in Memphis.
I'll be dang, yeah.
And let me think. A girl singer from Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Baby Queen. Or Sunshine.
Lady Sunshine and the X-Bass.
Yep, that's true, too. Right.
She didn't come in first, but she did come in second.
Well, hey, second's good. I mean, you get in the top 10 there, you're doing something.
I've taken seconds before.
All right.
Quit it, Margaret.
Only if it's a really good meal.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Eric.
Yeah, have some more, please.
Yes, sir.
John mentioned you played with him in a couple of bands. What other bands have you played in?
Well, before I hooked up with John, I met with had a band called Blind Tiger. I played with Automatic Slim. A lot of bands. I was around for quite a few years, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to make another tie here to our drummer, Mr. Roger Freshel, who... I'm fraternity brothers with, first
That's
and
right.
foremost, and pulled him in, and he played with a number of bands off and on with me through the years.
Not right.
What's the band with Jeff?
What's Jeff?
Yeah,
that was Automatic Slim.
Yep.
Yep.
When I was in, it wasn't Automatic Slim.
No, that was right after. Changes. That's when we met John.
Yeah, that's right, too. Okay,
we had a disgruntled management experience and had to change personnel.
Hard Tales was another name.
That's when I got him.
Yeah.
All right, but hey, these are all experienced blues men. They know their blues.
Been around that.
And in fact, Bill, this is really the first band you've really stepped forward as a lead vocalist as well.
Yeah, I can sing. I just never let anybody know.
Well, sometimes you don't know until you have to.
That's true.
I had to. Nobody else was going to sing, so I'll do it. Okay.
Well, in fact, in that case, next song coming up, are you going to sing that one?
No, I'm leaving that to the blues man over there. Playing harp.
Whoa. Eric Wolf.
Yes, sir.
You're going to take one?
Yeah, I just hope I don't damage your poor audience too much.
Well, take one for the team.
So get right up on that microphone for your vocals.
Yep.
And let it all out.
Yep. Now, this here, this is a song I wrote the lyrics to and John wrote the music to.
Yeah.
It's actually, even though it's kind of talking about I'm a blues man, really what it's referring to is it's a tip of the cap to all the real blues men. Throughout the late 1800s and 1900s, up to the present day, Muddy Waters, you know, all the way, Howlin' Wolf going back, Sonny Bill Williamson, Blind Lemon Jefferson, Lead Belly.
Just do the song, man.
Yeah, I go on too long with that. But, okay, let's do it. Looking for a good time. I've been looking to get down, cause I'm a blues man.
dark. I turn wine into whiskey and I bathe in muddy water, 'cause I'm on the blues, man. I got the blues through and through. I'm a blues man, people. That's what I make mine. Come on, lay them down, Johnny.
That's an original from the Renegade Soul Band. The singer on this, Eric, is one of the writers. In fact, I'm sure you guys got lots more coming up. In fact, it's the only original we've got today. But if they'll come out and see you live at Mugshots, I'm sure you've got lots more for them.
Yeah. Unleash some more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, John's pretty creative. He's always got something in the works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You want to shake it?
Just looking around. What? You talking about me?
Yeah. All right. Now, Eric, yeah, a lot of harmonica players are very particular about what they play. In fact, We talked about Bill's bass. What are you playing today?
I only play Lee Oscars anymore due to the durability, and I just, they're fast. They're a fast harp. They're easy harp to play. A little more expensive, but they last a lot longer, and equipment can give you the tone.
All right. And what kind of mic are you playing through?
This was a custom-made microphone. A guy I found online makes a lot of harmonica microphones. Pretty much mostly works with ZZ Top and Willie Nelson. And this is the housing of a Shure Green Bullet mic. It's a White Lightning Element. All the guts were taken out of the original Green Bullet, and parts from different harmonica microphones. From, I believe, the earliest part I have in here is a 1935, all the way up to present day. But about seven different parts from seven different microphones put together in a certain way to get a very rich tone that I like.
All right, and it's got lightning bolts on the side.
Yeah, custom paint job. I got a wolf's head on the front there and lightning around there.
Just
and my autograph on the bottom.
It's pretty sweet.
All right, and what are you playing that through?
It's an Epiphone.
Good question. There we go. Thank you.
I had to help him pick him out. He didn't know about amps. We had to take him.
Yeah.
I turned him on to master volume, which he needed very much. He wanted to get that drive, you know, without the heavy volume. He's played for years, and he was going, squeaking through him, getting feedback. It's like, dude, I had enough. You know what I'm saying? We're going to the store. We're picking on an amp.
I'm sorry to put you out.
Yeah, he's like, well, it had to happen, dude. It just had to happen.
John had to educate him real quick.
I'll tell you what. I appreciate it very much.
You can tell. It's obvious.
It sounds great.
Yeah, our listeners are always very discerning listeners, and they sometimes call up and want to know what people are playing.
And actually, I want to do a shout-out to Lee, Marla, Tony, Diana, and Rod, who are listening online. So
that's right, Tony.
And speaking of online, you want to sit there?
Yeah, we'll just keep going. In fact, John,
sir,
what are you playing today?
I got me a Fender Stratocaster.
Sweet.
One of nine. I got nine guitars. It's just one.
Well,
yeah, I know it's sick. Dude. I'm sick of
it. It's a thing with guitar players.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
He's not married. So.
Yeah, so yeah,
exactly.
I got these. I love these. Though.
Thank you.
You know what I like about guitars? You can have as many guitars as you want. Nobody's mad at you. You know what I mean?
And what
women ain't like that, man. You get a lot of women, man. There's always two or three of them ain't going to dig it, you know?
That's
so
like
guitars, you can have as many as you want.
Plus you can buy some.
This one's not
them.
Mad at any of the rest of them I have, ever. No, that's my favorite part.
And what are you playing that through?
I got a little Ignator amp. It's a Ignator Rebel 20.
In fact, that's a Michigan-made, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a guy came from Berkeley that made them. I can't remember. His name's Ignator. Bruce Ignator, I believe it was. And, yeah, it's a Michigan amp, and it sounds good. I love the thing. I bought it about a year or two or so ago. And, yeah, it's what I've been gigging with ever since, nice and light.
All right. Mm-hmm. We might as well give it the drummer, too. Drummer,
give the drummer
kind of
song.
Are you playing?
Give the drummer song.
I'm playing on a Pearl kit from circa 1987. It's MX-7000 series. It was originally a seven-piece kit. I usually travel with just the five drums. I played Pearl because of... Me loving Kiss as a kid. That's what Peter Criss played, and I said, "Hey, if it works for him, I might as well give it a whirl." And I also use Sabian cymbals, and some of the Sabian cymbals I'm playing with one from a contest from another band that I played with back in the day, Elation out of Ecorse, Michigan.
All right,
and
we're all local.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's all about here on WHFR. It looks like they're just about ready to start playing again.
Yeah, and we're going to get down.
You're getting down? How far down?
It's going down.
Going down.
Go on down.
King, Jeff Beck.
One, two,
you certainly are down.
Oh, yeah.
All right. In fact, what's the best way for people to get a hold of Renegade Soul?
We have a Facebook page on Facebook, of course, called Renegade Soul Detroit. You can look us up there. We got all our information on there, bios, pictures, where we're going to play.
Or you could call my
dumb home. Stuff. Or call Bill.
You could call my home phone number. Yeah. My girl doesn't mind.
Yeah. Just but not really late at night.
But I ain't giving it out.
Call late and call often.
All right, you get them on there, and hopefully after this show, you can post the podcast on your Facebook page.
We definitely
were
looking forward to it. Thanks for having us, Raj. Once again, please come out and see us at our shows. I mean, that's really what we're all about is a live show. Come down to Mugshots, 1281. Next couple of months, we got in Hazel Park. Got an hour there. But come see our live show. That's what we're all about. We'll be glad to see you. I'm sure you'll definitely have a good time. We have a good time. You'll have a good time for sure.
All right. You'll be there the 14th at Mugshots at Harper and 16.
Yes, sir.
And you'll also be there at October 18th.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. And then you'll also be at the 1281 Pub on Gratiot and 16.
Yes, sir.
On October 11th.
You don't have to call him sir.
Oh, yes, Roger. I say Roger. He thinks I'm talking to him.
You can call me Mister.
Oh. Yeah, there's two Rogers, two Mister White.
Then I get confused with him.
Well, you can call me Mister for short.
Okay. Hey, you in the booth, dude.
Yeah. There you go.
That's Mr. Tibbs.
All right. In fact, from there.
One more.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the Hazel Park Art Fair. That's going to be the 28th of this month.
Yeah. We're going on at 9 o'clock, Hazel Park Art Fair.
Oh,
we're
primo spot.
Taking it. Yeah, we got the primo spot. We're taking them out.
You know,
We're taking Hazel Park out.
I mean, that's all there's to do. I'm going to shake it up.
All right. How are you going to shake it up?
I don't know. I have a problem sometimes.
But take it away.
We're going to do Baby.
Baby?
Baby, please don't go.
I'm going to do that old song, but I'm going to do the blues version. I'm going to start with the blues version. Okay?
All right. Take it away.
Back in the old days.
All right.
Woo! All right. Renegade Woo! Soul. You can find them on Facebook at Renegade Soul Detroit. They're going to be at Mugshots on September 14th as well as October 18th and at the Hazel Park Art Fair on the 28th of September. You guys are awesome. People got to get out and see you guys live, though. They get the full effect.
I love you. And everything you say.
You know I love you. Well, thanks for coming in. We got all kinds of good things going on. Thanks for coming on down to play next week. Of course, every week we have a live band, something completely different. Next week, Rickard's Pass.
I just wanted to thank you for the propaganda, even though you're related to me.
Propaganda.
And, you know.
It's like a Nazi plot.
Well, yeah.
It's a Nazi plot. Yeah.
You see flyers falling from the sky, people. It has our name.
You do look like
you know where that's coming from.
Isn't that where Hitler was buried in a Nazi plot?
All right.
Waka, waka, waka.
We can't get better than that.
I thank HFR.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. We just appreciate you having us out.
Yeah.
Thank you. We enjoyed ourselves.
That's okay. We've been doing this for 7 years.
All right. Get down.
And we finally got you in. So that's a good
longer than I've been in a band.
And we'll be back.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming next week. Next week for something completely different. We have Rickard's Pass, a three-piece bluegrass band for your listening pleasure. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
Hey, guess what? It's time again for another great WHFR record show. Join us once again for one of the fastest-growing record shows in the state. The 6th Annual WHFR Record Show will be held Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. As always, the show will feature tons of records, CDs, DVDs, and some killer music memorabilia, all sold by independent, local, and out-of-state vendors. Last year's show topped all expectations, and this year's 6th Annual will not disappoint. For more information, including vendor info, look us up on the web at WHFR.FM, or you can give us a call at 313-845-9676. So remember to mark that date on your calendar, October 26th, for the 6th Annual WHFR Record Show, the record show you won't want to miss.